you're here. Fellowship's real. Knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Hi, listening friend. I'm so glad you've joined me on this, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's the 19th of June, 2012. And for those of you that were tuned in yesterday, I know you're back to hear some more from John Fuller. I pulled what I call the James Dobson and kept John on the line. He had another interview coming up, but he squeezed out about 10 additional minutes with me as we talked about his new book, First Time Dad, The Stuff You Really Need to Know. So we'll go into that conversation in just a few minutes. But before I cover some of the highlights and some great scripture that'll ground us for this very day's topic, I want to do a little shout out for Chuck and Edna Teicher. They had me over the other day as Chuck's sister, Tweet. Now, this is before we all learned how to use our cell phones and tweet everyone, but his sister, they call Tweet, was in with her husband, Glenn Downing, and I recently started reading his new book, Glenn's book, Global Warring and the Land of Zinj, 40 Anecdotes of Travel, Adventure, and Crisis Origins. A fascinating read. I'm thoroughly enjoying this, and in the days ahead, we'll probably have Glenn on the line and talk about this book. Very God-honoring, but very adventure-filled. But it was great breaking bread with the Teichers and the Downings. Then I helped volunteer on Saturday at the Community Evangelical Free Church's VBS program. So there was a great cookout there, got fed again. Then the following day on Sunday, they had a breakfast before the Sunday school and church hour. Oh, awesome again. Last night at Jim and Nancy Miller's house, a fabulous dinner, as Nancy always provides some tasty treats. So it's a good thing I've been playing a lot of racquetball again lately. So thank you, God, for exercise so I can continue to eat and have all these great, delicious meals. And a little shout out to Peter. He's been taking all of his, I guess they're like final tests for him to eventually become a doctor, but the boards, I guess, is what they're called. And he's been doing well on those. So it was great to be with the Millers last night. But before I continue with my conversation with John Fuller, and if you were tuned in yesterday, I asked him to stay on the line and we could continue our discussion on his new book called First Time Dad, The Stuff You Really Need to Know. And actually yesterday, the preponderance of our time was spent on John sharing some of his testimony, his life story, and what led up to him being a part of Focus on the Family for these last 21 years. So before I read some scripture, these are a few of the highlights he's going to talk about. This way there's a little redundancy and we can maybe get these precepts, these concepts, these ideas into our minds and hearts so we can be more effective parents, and especially those of you dads that are maybe first-time dads or new dads, these principles will ring true. But John's going to talk about how much a baby changes everything. So be informed now and expect that things will be very different. Big changes are coming. That we need to think rightly about being a dad. It's not a drag, a hobby killer, or a strain on your career path, or an obstacle for you just enjoying life, but it's a high calling. It's a wonderfully rich journey and privilege that God's entrusting you with. And finally, men, it's very important that you step up, that you continue to love your wife, that you flourish in this new role as a dad, and that you're going to be supported throughout these unknown waters, these new demands on your time and energy and effort. So let me share with you a few precepts from God's Word, from Psalm 103, Proverbs chapter 3, and two very similar verses out of Deuteronomy that many of you are familiar with, from Deuteronomy chapter 6 and Deuteronomy chapter 11. Here's Psalm 103:13. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Proverbs 3:11-12. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, as a father the son he delights in. A great scripture memory verse. And two very similar passages, but worded a little differently. Deuteronomy 6:5-9. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. And here's Deuteronomy 11:18 through 21. Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates, so that your days and the days of your children may be many in the land that the Lord swore to give your forefathers, as many as the days that the heavens are above the earth. And let me finally share a quote from Billy Graham on fatherhood. A good father is one of the most unsung, unpraised, unnoticed, and yet one of the most valuable assets in our society. Well, for those of you that tuned in yesterday, you heard John Fuller's heart on desiring to build godly character into his 6 children and the many unique ways God's been at work in his life for these many years, finally having him sit down for enough time to write this book, First Time Dads, that I highly recommended yesterday. So if you have a chance, stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org, and listen to Monday's edition of Mark and Friends on our archive programs link. You'll really get an appreciation for John and his work behind the scenes and what he's done with Focus on the Family these many years. John Fuller co-hosts with Jim Daly the Monday through Friday edition of Focus on the Family's program, heard on WGNN at 7 a.m., re-aired at 6 p.m., and on WGNJ at 8:30 a.m. Central Time. So make it a point to listen to those airings if you can. And yesterday I gave a full, complete overview on John's bio and his work with other Christian radio stations, and he shared how he got involved with Focus on the Family. So if you want to hear that, just stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org, and listen to yesterday's interview. But let me begin with a reading from his first chapter, entitled Great Expectations, on his book, First Time Dad, The Stuff You Really Need to Know. The heading, Now What? As the news begins to sink in, our heads begin to swirl. We knew we were headed for change, big change, but we didn't know what those changes might be or how we would weather them. We knew just enough to know that you don't know what you don't know. On the positive side, we were confident we had a strong marriage and that this next stage of life, parenting, was something we were ready to experience. Despite our many questions, we expected it would be a pretty easy progression, a transition we believed we were prepared to handle and succeed at. Those expectations would soon meet reality. For the next 6 or 7 months, much of what we did together and talked about was centered on the little Fuller we'd be welcoming into the world. We were excited. All was right with our world. Or at least there was nothing wrong that our new child couldn't make right. Little did we know that in only a few months we'd be stretched so tight and worn so thin we'd feel as if we'd break. I could never have imagined we'd be arguing over the baby and all kinds of things that now seem silly. I couldn't know how little sleep I'd learned to operate on. There was no way to prepare for the doubts and insecurities I would feel as a new dad. But fatigue, as Abraham Lincoln said, made cowards of men. But wait, we were in love. We got along famously. How could a baby pull us apart? And parenting? It can't be that hard. What's there to know? The answers to those questions are the inspiration for this book. It's never easy being a father. It's even more difficult being a first-time father. And keeping your marriage strong while you learn on the job takes a lot of effort. Well, that'll set some of the groundwork of the continuation of my conversation with John Fuller. As I mentioned, I pulled a James Dobson and we kept John on the line yesterday. And so we'll go right into that point where we'll focus on his book, First Time Dad. Well, John, thanks again for staying with me so we can have the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. And I absolutely love this book, First Time Dad. I referenced it a number of times yesterday, did all sorts of teasers because I thought it was so well written and helpful, heartwarming. It's really interesting. I like your writing style. You give great illustrations and practical advice. You have a number of lists and different ways of illustrating topics or themes or points that we should be mindful of with children, the differences differences between boys and girls. You have all sorts of things like a practical advice list, 10 friendly warnings, different expectations and how to be careful because reality does come to pass. You have things about transparency, how a baby can affect your marriage, and you give some practical advice there, tips to help your marriage survive a new baby. There's just so many helpful ways. So what would you want a dad or a family to glean out of this book, First Time Dad, the stuff you really need to know?
Well, Mark, thanks again for having me on and for your kind words about the book. It really was a labor of love because when you're trying to write a book about being a good dad and you have a little kid sticking a plastic sword in your back and he wants to have a sword fight, it'd be real easy to say, not now, I'm trying to write a book about being a good dad. So it took a long time to get this thing written. I think the top few things that I'd love to convey to friends listening, to the Great News friends listening and the Great News Radio family is, number one, baby changes everything. That's just you can't manage it. You can learn to grow through that process, but you cannot control some of those changes that happen because at home, in your marriage, at work, with your hobbies, big change is coming. It's not bad. It's just going to be hard sometimes, so expect that. Number two, let's think rightly about being a dad. It's not a drag on your career aspirations. It's not a hobby killer. It's not a big, you know, terrible responsibility that you're going to fail at. It's a great and high calling. And if you think rightly about it and you go into it with the right frame of mind, it can be and should be a wonderfully rich journey. And then, as you noted, I have three chapters in the book about how a baby affects your marriage and how to step up and really love your wife during this time of change because you're both new in this role. She's probably a new mom. You're probably a new dad. And to that end, you've got to walk through those waters, those unknown waters together and kind of wade through them and avoid some of the troubles. And she needs you to help her with that. So those are three top-line bullets that I'd suggest would really help somebody if they were to look at the book.
I'm going to read your table of contents just to give our listeners an idea of how interesting this book can be and how I highly recommend it. But Chapter 1, Great Expectations, What Fatherhood is All About, that's Chapter 2, Time and Priorities, Break the Chain, How a Baby Affects Your Family, Loving Your Wife, Loving Your Baby's Mother, Boys and Girls, Helping Your Child Succeed, The Keys to Your Child's Heart, Spiritual Formation, and Blink. Did you have a favorite chapter, or did you just kind of pour yourself into all of them and have different preferences on why you liked each and every one of them?
Well, I would have to say, Mark, boy, if I'm going to look at all of this and just pick one, it would have to be the last chapter, which is called Blink. And that's because, number one, it captures 20 years in just a few pages, the 20 years that occurred between the end of July 1991, when I was coming to focus on the family, pondering it at least, and the present day. Because when I moved to focus on the family, we had one precious little boy, 3 years old, and a second had just been born when I came. He was 6 weeks old. So I moved to focus when Seth was 6 weeks old, and I could catalog any number of wonderful memories with my kids and with Seth in particular. But as it is now, he went from 6 weeks when I moved here. He's now 6'8". And he's going on 21 years old. So where did that time go?
Yes.
You know, and many wonderful speakers have said it beautifully, and it is a cliche, but it is true. When you blink, they grow. You just look back, and you have memories. And I at the end of the day, if you did parenting well, you'll have rich memories of each of your kids, if God blesses you with one or more. You'll have rich memories of interacting with them, of playing with them, laughing, of pouring into their life hard moments, you know, crying with them, crying over them, praying with them. But those moments come and go, and they're irrecoverable. You can't get them back. So going back to what I said, if I say to my son, sorry, I'm writing a book I can't have a sword fight with you right now. When am I going to have that sword fight with him? So memories is what you end up with at the end of the road. Hopefully memories that reflect on your faith, that show that you were a faithful servant to God, that you loved your family well. And if those memories are going to be made, you got to make them today, in between the blink. And so I think as I worked on that chapter, I got nostalgic. I got grateful to God for so many wonderful things and such great kids. I mean, we have 6 kids. Each one is special and unique. I have great memories with each one of them and still many more memories to make. But that's probably the end game of fatherhood is to pour into your kids' life and then enjoy the rest of your life once they become adults, the rest of your life with them. And if you don't lay the foundation today, it's not going to be possible to have a good, strong relationship 15, 20 years from now. So do the work now and enjoy the payoff later.
And I love part of that foundation that you're very intentional in doing and have written about in this book. I'm reading from page 136 in your book called First Time Dad, The Stuff You Really Need to Know. I'm a follower of Christ. These are your words. I'm a follower of Christ, and my relationship with God is my life's priority. As a Christian parent, my ultimate goal in raising my children has been to introduce them to God and to help them know and understand Him. And yesterday you talked about on our program a little about the importance of you walking closely with God, hearing His voice, that longer journey. But I love how you're also very intentional in wanting to pass on that biblical legacy, that love for God, into your children's lives.
Well, yeah, because if I don't do it, who will? I mean, I can leave it to somebody else, but I believe that in Deuteronomy, God's pretty clear, and throughout Scripture, He's pretty clear that it's incumbent on me as a dad to weave my faith into all of life, not compartmentalize it, make it a natural part of our life in the home, and to think about, talk about the Lord when I'm sitting, when I'm going to bed, when they're going to bed. In other words, modeling a consistent, authentic Christian life. So to that end, I've got to do that. The family is really where God brings most of us into the eternal family. And it's a wonderfully rich place for spiritual lessons to be taught and caught. And so we've tried to be very intentional. We've failed at lots of points, and we've had plenty of moments where we kind of say, wait a minute, what are we doing here? But my wife and I have tried very diligently to weave God's work in our life very naturally into daily life, and to let those teaching moments for our kids be frequent, where we're sharing something about who God is and ultimately helping them understand that they were built to know Him. And that's really the ultimate goal for them, is to know God personally. And I thank the Lord that all 6 of my kids have come to a point of saying, I'm a sinner and I need Jesus. That's a wonderful gift, and I could get pretty emotional thinking about that, because that's the bottom line for me.
Well, John, I know you're about 5 minutes late for your next interview. I appreciate you so much carving out time. I'm going to highly recommend this book, First Time Dad, The Stuff You Really Need to Know by John Fuller. It's by Moody Publishing, so we appreciate our friends up at the Moody Bible Institute and Moody Publishers. Thank you, John, so much. And what I'm going to do in the next so many minutes is read some of these lists and topics and reference some more of this great book. Thank you so much for allowing the Lord to work in and through you. God's very many blessings on you and your family.
Mark, thank you. It's been a joy to know you over the years and to know your heart, and that comes through so very clearly. And I know the Great News Radio listening family is tremendously fortunate to have someone like you speaking into their life on a regular basis. So thanks for what you do, for your contribution to the kingdom, and thanks for having me on the program. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so very much. Well, that concluded my conversation with John Fuller, author of First Time Dad, The Stuff You Really Need to Know. And so many of you are familiar with his voice as he co-hosts with Jim Daly the program Focus on the Family, heard Monday through Friday right here on Great News Radio. On WGNN, it's at 7 a.m., re-aired at 6 p.m., and on WGNJ, it's at 8:30 weekday mornings. That's Focus on the Family with John Fuller and Jim Daly. Well, I hope you were able to tune in yesterday and today because you got to hear not only John's heart for the family and for dads, but some of his testimony and the unique ways God drew him to himself. And God has that desire for each and every one of you. If you're listening today, it's not by chance that you're tuned in. We feel strongly, and certainly as we pray up our broadcasts and the daily ministry that this radio station can have on the lives of those tuned in, we do pray that God would draw you closer to himself. He is the Almighty, perfect Father, and he desires that all of us will come to know him and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior of the world, Lord of the universe. There's power in the name of Jesus, but not only is there power, there's forgiveness of sins, there's redemption, there's hope, there's healing, there's true complete love in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Can I hear an amen and a hallelujah out there? Well, again, if you missed the portion of today's broadcast or yesterday's for that matter, I invite you to stop by greatnewsradio.org and go to our archived programs link and look for John Fuller's name. It'll be the top two entries, and you can listen to this program again or paste it into an email and send it on to a friend. Also at our website, there's a photograph of John along with the book cover, First Time Dad. This has been printed by Moody Publishers, and on the back cover it says $12.99. And it probably is even available from Amazon or some other outlets, maybe even a little cheaper. But I'd greatly recommend First Time Dads. Would ask that you would continue to pray up John and his ministry with Focus on the Family. Great guy. He's the real deal. And it was a privilege to share him with you all today. And if you're unfamiliar with this radio ministry, we broadcast on four frequencies covering East Central Illinois and West Central Indiana. Our flagship station, WGNN, is 102.5, 103.9, and 97.1 FM, and WGNJ at 89.3 FM. We can be reached by phone at 217-367-7777 for our Indiana listeners, 1-888-333-9466. And by mail at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Hey, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.